Oye, yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the H1 FY26 virtual earnings call of Neetu Joshi Limited, hosted by Kirin Advisors Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode during the presentation. There will be an opportunity to ask the questions once the management presentation concludes. To ask a question, please raise your hand feature on Zoom and you will be invited to unmute yourselves in turn. Also, you can put your questions in the chat box. Please note that this call is being recorded. So, from the management side of the team, we have Mr. Himanshu Lohia, the Managing Director and Chief Financial Officer of the company. With that, now I would like to hand over the floor to Himanshu, sir.
Wishing you all a very Yoshi evening. Thank you so much for joining with us today. I am very happy to share with you the results of H1. So the total revenue which we have generated is 45.89 crore, which is a 30% growth. EBITDA stands at 15.93, which stands a growth at 38.31%. EBITDA margin at 34.72%. Net profit have been 11.54 CR, which is upward in 45%. Net profit margin, which we target, is targeted was 25%, and we have achieved 25.15%. So this composition of revenue have come from Indian Railways, different sectors of Indian Railways, be it the coaches, track, and the wagons. So I would just like to play out also a comparative of previous year, H1 of previous year. Sai, can you share this?
Yes, sir, just see. Is it visible now?
It's loading, I think.
Just a second.
Yeah, so our comparison from last H1, where revenue stand at 35 and we've done 46 this year, EBITDA from 12 to 6, and profit from 8 to 12 crores. And we are in line with the target, which we focus on is 110. A growth is always in positive direction. So till this year, we have H1, we have already done 44. Gradually, with every month increasing sales, we are going to achieve the put rate target. So one of the major questions an investor and have that why did we change in land from Kanpur to Haridwar, and how will it affect our upcoming plant, and how will it be beneficial for the company? So I will just play a small video and explain you how this strategic move and how we've worked to make sure the change we get the plant relocated to Haridwar, and it benefits us. So please play the video. Sahil. Second one. Not caring. Sure. Sorry. साहिल के लिए केस शेयर है?
सॉरी सर
कैन यू शेयर द वीडियो?
सर इट्स नॉट विजिबल इज इट?
नो 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 नो, योर स्क्रीन इज विजिबल, द वीडियो इज नॉट नाउ.
ओके जस्ट सेकंड.
So
Is it visible now?
initially we chose Kanpur for a bogie and coupler manufacturing plant because RDSO office, which is in Lucknow, the headquarters. So we wanted to be close proximity to Lucknow because bogie have got a stage-wise inspection. So since inspector would have come frequently and we would have wasted time in can you stop the videos? You would have wasted, but now we have an inspection of RDSO office in Delhi itself. So now Delhi is in very close proximity to Haridwar. So the time period which would have taken from Haridwar to like from Lucknow to Kanpur, and now what it takes from Haridwar to Delhi, it's equivalent. So we worked on this. We requested RDSO for our inspection to be conducted from the Haridwar zone. They gave us a written confirmation that our inspection will be done from the Haridwar zone. It will benefit the whole region as well. So then we started working on how we can the land which we procured in April, which was much bigger in size compared to the land which we had in Haridwar, which we had in Kanpur. So we also worked on the power cost, which we would save having a plant in Haridwar because the power cost is much cheaper in Uttarakhand. Secondly, the logistic cost, the bogie components would have moved from this plant to Kanpur and then to our clients. Having a plant in Haridwar helped us saving a lot of logistic cost as well. So considering all these benefits, we re relocated our plant to Haridwar and it would definitely benefit a lot at a PAT level. So this was one of the main reason we diversified, relocated to Haridwar. And any development which we want to do further in Kanpur facility, we would do in future if we want to do it, considering the economics of the plant. This is one of the major reasons. Coming to the wagon industry and the railways, we are focused. So last year, we were just approving the parts which were falling in the category of wagon segment of industry. Within this year, we have developed various different parts for track segments, various different parts for locomotive sections and coach sections, which have given us additional revenue and good margins over that. So that is a main target, to keep diversifying and keep increasing more and more critical and safety components for the railways. So can you just stop speed and play the other video?
Sure, sir.
Please play the last video.
This one, right?
No, not this one. Yeah, this one. So if you'll see our sales to directly railways for last 6 months, in last year was just 1 crore 83 lakh, rest was private. But this year, within 6 months, we have done 13 crores 24 lakhs of sales in 6 months directly to railways. This section have increased because a diversity, our integration and adding of new part towards coaches and also towards locomotive, because the wagon industry is totally into private hands like Jupiter Titagarh Texmaco. These people are making wagons, but in private All the but in the code section, it's ICF, RCF, MCF, which is the government unit who are making the coaches. So sales and revenue towards the government is also increasing, and that market is 2x the market of the private, which was the wagon industry. So we could as track is the volume part, we could see that margin coming into the volume part of the tracks. We encash that and develop various TWS fitting parts, crossing parts for the code sections as well. Yeah. This video, please. Yeah. Next.
This one, right?
Yeah. We have also expanded our facility. Previously, our facility was at approximately 7,100 square meter of range. This year, in July, the complete construction was done for 3,000 square meter of shed, and another agreement for sale have been executed for 2,500. This is the current facility which we are expanding in terms of sizes, in terms of plant and machineries for all safety components of railways. Yeah, this will. So as we speak previously, wagon industry, we were focused on, we've developed all the parts of wagon, critical safety components of wagon industry. Now, locomotive, we've developed axle box housing for the locomotives, buffer assembly axle for the coach components, and various different safety components. Coming towards track, these are called TWS fittings, which are used in tracks layout. These are complete set of 36 different components. We've developed all. These are CMS crossing turnouts part, which we've developed. Now this is bridge and structures. So we have applied to RDSO for approval of bridge and structures and girders as well. So these are our focus where we are moving further ahead. I would like you to ask whatever questions you have.
Okay, so dear attendees, the floor is now open for Q&A session. If you have any questions, kindly raise your hand. I'll allow you to unmute and you can ask the questions. You can also write down your questions in the chat box. Mr. Surendra Nagar, you can go ahead and ask your questions. Hello.
Hi, Surinder, how are you?
Fine, sir. Sir, as you told in a previous structure, we applied for RDSO approval. So, how long time after we get this approval, and how much revenue potential are we done in this segment?
We have applied for this last month. We have got first set of queries. So we're expecting it in 3 to 4 months, 3 months' time.
And how much revenue potential is
Yeah,
approximately how much revenue potential is hidden in this bridges segment?
so this segment, if you will understand, this is the part where we'll be doing bridge and structures for with Indian Railways. So it all depends on the capacity and we are able to target. So right now we are targeting around 15 to 20 crore of business in next year.
Thank you.
Mr. Parasida, you can go ahead and ask your questions.
Thank you, Manshu, for this opportunity, and congratulations for the strong set of results, first of all. Just trying to understand, Manshu, so your guidance for FY26 holds about 105-110 CR,
Yeah.
right, for the revenue perspective, and the even from the margins perspective broadly.
Right.
Right. Okay. So moving on to this new shift that has happened, sir, usme, now will that new plant in Haridwar be on time in terms of our commencement date that we had previously projected about April of 26?
Definitely. We all process is in timeline. All the plant and machineries which were to be ordered, we have already ordered. All the construction which is to be done, we have it's all in track. By April, we'll be able to commence the production.
Right. And in terms of our capacity for bogie manufacturing there, we continue to stick to 500 bogies per month and the operating margin. So all in all, about 240 crores out of revenue from that plant. Of course, the utilization levels will be initially about what, 60-70% in that year. That holds as of now.
100%. We have added a few more products also into the new plant, which are related to track and the coach segments.
Right. Yeah, I was about to come to that. So on this track components, the coach components, some building your bridges and structure components. So all
Yeah.
this put together, sir, I mean, for next year, what we were looking at something like a 250 crore revenue guidance potentially.
Yes.
What can that change to, and the EBITDA margin or the operating margins for these components, the newly added components, are they materially different from our current operating margins, and therefore, what would you expect on the blended EBITDA margins, operating
So,
margins?
as we say, a focus, the need to your company, TOC's focus stands on the bottom line. Our complete motive is to deliver and target 25% of PAT. Any product line which we are taking in, we seek that they have the margin level of 20, PAT level of 25%. Those kind of products, only critical safety engineering product, we are developing, and we will targeting in future as well. Coming to the targeted line, like the revenue, we have given 20 to 30, and we are very sure that we will be able to achieve that. And we have further with different segments we targeted to achieve much more than we have promised you, but 220 is something which we are confident of achieving.
So sorry, so next year, what kind of revenue are you expecting broadly?
230 is what we are portraying, and we are trying our best to get much more than that.
Understood. Okay. This is the other components put together along with bogie manufacturing.
This would be bogie manufacturing and the current manufacturing facility which we have. The current manufacturing facility, we would be able to reach 110 approximately this year. Our next facility would be also ready. There we are targeting another 100, 10, 120. So from this 100 and 220, 30, we'll be able to achieve. Further, we have applied for various different segments also, like bridge and structures and springs and all. So that will be part of our revenue as well.
Okay, so they'll be part of this revenue itself, or they'll additionally add some more to
That
it
would
and
be
help.
additional, but we are not sure of how much that would
Understood. So that's nascent. Okay.
be. Yeah, we would be target we would like we would portray as a 220 to 230.
Understood. And eventually, once by all this, what it means is you are more or less covering quite a bit of the railway ecosystem, right? I
Right.
mean, if you are getting into all the other parts as well. So over the medium term, like 3 to 5 years, what kind of revenue are you targeting, everything put together, I mean,
So, we
with the
are
current capacity, what is
yeah.
the peak that can be done?
Since we are gradually and rapidly increasing all in terms of our facility, in terms of our plant and machinery, and in terms of our vision towards future of Niti Yoshi, like lot after coming company being public, there have been a lot of avenues which have opened for the company, and we are trying being in the management and being responsible for it. We're trying our best that we can look into the different venture and target whatever is best for the company and venture into those segment as well. So as you said, of complete focus is in making the complete assembly line and being a real system provider to the Indian Railways, and be a change maker also in the technology which is being used right now, because railway is constantly evolving and further increasing and bringing open to the new ideas towards railway.
Right, sir. So, I mean, just to push you again, once
Yeah.
more, over the 3 to 5 year period, what kind of revenue would you target broadly from all these components put together?
From 2 to 4, 2 to 3 next year
Three
guidance
to
is
five
like
years, 3 to 5 years perspective, and with, or maybe you can, from this capacity
yeah.
that is already there, What kind of
Yeah.
peak revenue can be achieved?
So next year we are targeting 220. Next to next financial, we are targeting around 380. And further year, when we are into our plan is to complete wagon manufacturing and with the addition, that would be a complete changer for Mitsubishi in terms of revenue.
And what, I mean, just as a throwaway number, what kind of number that can be?
I would not like to give any specific number for that, but definitely in terms of all growth, you would see Nitu Yoshi growing in rapid and as promised
Right.
structural.
And last question from Himanshu, for this wagon manufacturing, eventually would you need some sort of technology partner or you would scouting out for or going forward?
For any wagon manufacturing or any part manufacturing, all the approvals are done by the RDSO. And if the RDSO, according to their STR, if any merger or anything is required, that is done. But as of now, there is no merger or anything required for wagon manufacturing. But definitely, if you're doing something good, you give it to the RDSO. They if that would benefit the system, they would integrate into the STR. So definitely, we are going further. We would try. And we are trying in getting something better towards the industry.
So no technology partner will be required.
As of now, nothing is required, but if you have it, it's definitely good and better.
Understood. Okay. Thank you. I'll just come back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mr. Samket Sahab, you can go ahead and ask your questions.
Hi, Himanshu. Congratulations on a great set of numbers. Just have a few questions. So, I just saw that, as this conversation was going on, the company had just posted its presentation. So I just came across, dedicated freight corridors, something written about that here. So, in the past 3 months, can you kind of give an idea of what new developments have come in this segment of dedicated freight corridors and what sort of opportunity it lays for Nitsubishi?
So when you talk of dedicated freight corridor means like a dedicated line for freight wagons to move around India, which their target is to from any part of India to any part of India, they have a separate line and the industries are set across those lines. So wagon industry was one which was boosted through it. Secondly, as there are different segments in the railway, one of the segment is a track. So when you are saying dedicated freight corridor, that means the complete freight line is need to be laid down. So we saw that opportunity and also started working towards track, and there was a line. So as I also said, railway is continuously evolving. So there's a called stuff you would have seen in the video. There's a TWS fitting, which is a part of a fabrication line. There was a very low margin work before, but now the new line which have been laid, there is a new technology, new line. So they shifted it towards the process of casting and various different machining process. So we were one of the first company to develop complete those 36 set of track fittings and supply it to various all the companies which are there who are manufacturing the track. So that is one part of it. Further, we are increasing in those TWS fittings as well, the different set and of designs. And there is a part called turnaround, which have got various precision engineering components which we are developing now. So dedicated freight corridor will completely boost railways, wagon industry, track industries, and locomotive, because that would be also used. So we are moving ahead for the locomotive industry as well.
Right. And when we look at the con calls of the other people, the other players in the rolling stock, like Jupiter Wagons or Titagarh, so the slowdown that they are currently facing in wagon manufacturing may persist for maybe 1 to 2 quarters more. And I've seen that your company has posted exceptional results despite that slowdown in the wagon manufacturing. So can you tell me what was the strategy that you guys had to maintain the growth and the margins that you have posted, and what is the strategy going forward?
So first thing, the best part about our manufacturing facility is the adaptability. The plant and machinery I have, I can manufacture any 100 kg component through my process for any industry I want to cater. I need to be eligible for that kind of industry plant. So I can cater to track industry, I can cater to locomotive, and also cater to all the other automotive industry and other industry. So the slowdown in the wagon industry, if you could see, it's not the slowdown in the orders. They're sitting with a robust order book. So what happened is the wagon industry outperformed the other industry, be that track industry or locomotives industry. So they could manufacture much more wagons in terms where government could not lay out those terms of tracks. So the company, the wagon industries came to hold. We being into RDSO all the time, into railways all the time, into also all the private people in line. So there are a lot of people who were doing the wagon industry, and they are also supportive in track industry also. So initially, when we could see the slowdown coming into it because of not it's not of one more thing to clear, it's not a slowdown for a future. They have the order book, it's just the infrastructure gap. So that is going to be fulfilled when the track industry is able to perform in that. So we could see the scope in this industry quick enough to encash that opportunity by tying up with the clients, and we developed it for them and could supply it to them. So our role being a management is always seeing where the gap is, and we encash the opportunity and do it. In future also, we want to be a part of all the different segment, because to we know the railways always is going to do good. Definitely in future also, they have got good orders, good margins, and we've got a set line for it. So we want to be in different segment of positioning of all the segments, so we could diversify if there is any slowdown in any industry.
Right. Okay. And in terms of the timeline of the new machinery, which is going to reach the Haridwar plant, if you could give an idea of when that machinery will reach, and then when will the production start? And is there some sort of regulation or some sort of RDSO intervention in between the production starting and the machine reaching the factory?
No, there is no intervention of RDSO in terms of plant and machine reaching. So you apply to the RDSO for the approvals. Once you apply, they check all the documentation, then they come and then they start the process. So the RDSO process start the approval process are starts when there are plant and machine, all the plant and machines are available in the plant. So coming to the timeline of the plant, all the plant and machinery, all the of all segment, be it melting, molding, fettling, heat treatment, all the machines have been ordered. And the good part, because of slowdown of the wagon industry that happened, is that our plant and machinery people, which was not which don't have much orders right now, they are keen on focusing and delivering it on time to us. So we are all set on the timelines. You machinery would be start setting up in December, and by March we'll have the complete facility ready and the approvals in process.
Right. And in terms of the new land which you have targeted, which is right next to the current plant that you have, right? How large is that land exactly, and what will that facility be used for?
So the adjacent to our plant,
Right. Yeah, the adjacent land.
so the current facility which we have, we are targeting parts still 100 kgs. These precision engineering part of wagon, locomotive, and also track industries, plus the vision structure which we are targeting. So we'll be doing all these part in this facility, and the bigger components related to be it coach, be it locomotive, or be it wagon will be done in the new plant. So the new plant will be doing all bigger components and smaller components in the old facility.
Okay, so are you targeting larger kg range of products in the adjacent land?
Yes.
Okay, all right. That's all from my end. Thank you again, and congrats on the great set of results.
Thank you.
Yeah. Once again, investors, if you have any questions, please raise your hand. I'll allow you to unmute and you can ask the questions. You can also write down your questions in the chat box. Mr. Damodar Bariga, you can go ahead and ask your questions.
Good evening. Thanks for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes, please.
Okay, fine. Sir, small confusion regarding the land and what all you have been saying. Because going back to your last con call, where earlier we had at the time of IPO 7,000 square meter of land was there. And you had said around 3,000 meter square meter la new land you have purchased. That
Yeah.
is where you were planning to go for the springs, the track equipments, and
Yes,
all
yes.
that. Okay, so that is now you are saying you have acquired another 2,000 square meter of land.
Yes.
So this 2,000 square meter of land is for what purpose? Is it for the bogey?
It is for the bridge. Bogie land is separate, completely separate, which is 6 kilometers from the initial this plan which we have.
Okay.
That is land is completely separate. That is nothing to do with the component facility, which is the new land is the expansion for these components and bridges and structures which we are developing.
Okay, fine. So this additional 2,000 also will be used for, you're saying, bridge and structures, whatever is
Yes,
there. Correct, no?
yes.
Okay, and you said that this old facility, you will be making components less than 100 kgs.
Right.
Okay, so that is one. Now, second, now having shifted from Kanpur to Haridwar, now the new land, now
Yes.
what is the size of this land? One, please, you can answer.
Yes. Yeah. So this land is much bigger than the previous land. First, previous land was around 10,000 square meter. This is around 11,000 square meter, 11,100 approximately. I think.
Okay, now you have announced just a month or so back that you will be shifting from Kanpur to Haridwar.
Right.
Now you have ordered the machines and you are expecting it by next month. So the installation, everything should take time for another month or two. So are you confident that within a month or so you will get the RDSO approval for the plant?
Sir, for you to consider, we have announced it last month, but we have been desperately working to get it transferred to Haridwar from last 6 months. So the plant and machineries were not ordered after the shift of machinery. Plant and machineries are already ordered. We had to put a plant. If RDSO would not have permitted this inspection, we would have put in Kanpur itself. So the plant and machineries were ordered there and there when the IPO funds was re received to us. So it was not that the when the we shifted the plant and then we ordered the plant and machinery. Plant and machineries were ordered simultaneously once we received the fund and all. We shifted the facility and informed the people when we got the written confirmation from the RDSO that we will do the inspection from Haridwar zone for you. So anyways, the plant and machinery would have come and settled up in Kanpur, but now the plant and machinery would come and be settled up in Haridwar. That is the only difference.
No, sir. My concern was, okay, let's say that you get the machinery by December and
Yeah.
you would take minimum a month or two for setting up those machinery, stabilizing them. After
Right.
that, only RDSO will come and inspect your machineries and, whatever the parts, you will be making there.
Right.
All this process would happen within a month or two so that you can start the commercial production by April is my question.
So, sir, when you say the RDSO production, RDSO approval, so there is a we have been getting approvals done since long. There is a way, there is a process of it. We know where the application stays and how far we have to timeline. So if the it's not that a plant and machinery would come in December, so we would apply after December. It's almost 1.5 months before we're gonna already apply for it. There is a time, there'll be a document scrutiny which would take time. We'll apply, there's a time period and the process how this works. So we have got, you will see, we have got approvals from the RDSO in past also. We know how it functions. In similar manner, we would be applying the application and we have had words with the people in it, and that's why we're confident we'll be able to do it.
Okay, so what you are saying is from next financial year, The new bogie plant would be ready for the
Operation.
commercial run operation. So there you are saying 50 to 60% is the capacity utilization you are assuming, keeping the
60% we are assuming for the next financial year.
financial year. Now the question is, you are a new player. There may be already an good number of existing players. What confidence gives you that in the first year of operation you would be able to utilize 50 to 60%?
Sir, I may be a new player in making that product, but I am a player at last who is the purchaser of these bogies. Titagarh, Jupiter, Texmeco, HEI. I'm not a new one for them. I have been giving my critical components to them. My pricing from these bogie manufacturers are also procuring these components, smaller components from me and supplying it further. My pricing is going to be much better than what these people are doing because I'll have my own margins in the components as well. And so I'm right now also they are procuring it from me. So I'm not the new player in the market. I already have been dealing with these people before. It is just that there'll be addition of one more product to them for me.
So now what you are saying is, since you are based out of one Haridwar, enjoying some tax and other benefits, electricity cost lower and all that, plus since you are also making the critical components required for that, your rates for total bogie, so you are saying that it would be cheaper than these companies, either they themselves making it or maybe outsourcing it from other companies. Is it what you are saying? Now the next question is about your diversifying into other segment of railways. There again you have said that the track you are some 15 parts you are waiting for the approval, two parts for the coaches you have already assumed, and again you are going for bridges and structures. So every call you are adding new products. So the whole process, in the sense, we have seen with the government, particularly government agencies, getting the approvals normally take 3 to 6 months. And I know you have said that you know what is the procedure, and do it well in advance. And as we have one director also who had worked earlier there in the RDSO, we should give us a better clarity what procedure to follow and all that. So what I'm trying to ask is, there would not be any delay in getting the approvals for whatever the equipment parts that we are venturing out.
So we are very confident of getting whatever we have committed to you to achieve that, be it the timeline or be it the revenue.
My only concern is, very few companies which have just listed are coming out with these type of aggressive targets. And in your case, you are working with the railways and other private players linked to the railways. So that is the only concern. Otherwise, there are no issues. My last question is, in the whole process, while you are diversifying, again, the demand has to come from railways. So this is again depends on the central government initiatives and all that. And if there is a change of power at the center, so what policy they will follow, we do not know. There is always a risk of depending on a single customer. So during the next 3 to 5 years, is there is any thinking in the management to diversify into other segment or other customers?
So first thing in this, I told you my plant is adaptable to any component in any engineering facility of under 100 crore in this facility and in the new facility till approximately 1.5 ton. So my plant is capable of making that product in any industry, be it the automotive industry, be it the defense industry, be it the automobile aero industry or the marine industry. So we can get a with same facility, just the approval process which we have to do, we can be in any line, seeing the market, seeing the scenario. But as of now, coming to railways, future policies, change in dynamics, change in power, railway is something where people, government have spent trillions of money and have got a lot of technology, a lot of innovations, and it will Not one thing that one fine day they can go back on spending this money. The investments have been committed, the process to the foreign investors, which are companies like Elstom, Timken, and all in locomotive sections. They've been complete planned for managing it to them. They can, these things cannot go back just with change of policies of, in one fine day. So definitely that the railway industries. There have been a lot of change. The government have been keen into it and they have focused on it. And people are also happy with that change. So even if there is any change in power, where the work is seen, any government would be beneficial in improving in that sector.
Okay, fair enough. Sir, this bogie plant where your current capacity that you're targeting is around 500 numbers per month,
Yes.
will that have a additional space in future in case if you want to expand the capacity?
Definitely the area, if you see anyone who have come to our facility, it is the area have a lot of expansion around our like opportunity around our facility. So same similar way, the facility which we have right now, we are slowly and so steadily in the old unit, we are gradually expanding it. Once we have another new unit also, and if we feel there is a requirement and we are getting the land, we'll keep expanding it in that
Sir, the same bogie facilities, can it be used to make even the passenger coaches also, or do you need to have any more additional facility?
So when we are coming to passenger coaches, there are a few parts which are which is in process of castings that can be manufactured in this facility, but majorly the coach bogie is of fabrication part. Majority of them is of fabrication, so that can be manufactured in a new fa track facility which we are making, because that is bridge and structures and track. That is a similar machine facility there.
Okay. Sir, sorry for one last question.
No, please.
Going ahead, now we are supplying it to either railways or the railways like Titagarh and all you are saying, I mean, RCF and ICF and you are saying, or the private players who are supplying it to railways.
Right.
Correct? So now, but for this dedicated freight corridors, we have seen big industries taking some, routes or number of what do you say, railway, to run the freight, wagons on those corridor. So
Right.
can they place the order directly with Nitu Yoshi also?
So these people place the order to Jupiter. These people place the order to the people who are manufacturing the wagons, like ACC Cement. If they need the wagon, they'll place it on Jupiter, and Jupiter will procure the sub-assemblies from Nitu Yoshi. So our parts are also going into that indirectly.
But once you start making the wagon, that
Yeah,
time can they?
then definitely any wagon manufacturers, they can place order to.
Okay. Thank you very much for patiently answering all my
No,
questions
my
and
pleasure. It's my
wish
duty.
you all the best. Wish you all the best.
Once again, participants, if you have any questions, kindly raise your hand. I'll allow you to unmute and you can ask the questions. You can also write down your questions in the chat box. Mr. Pranay, you can go ahead and ask your questions.
Hello, is my voice audible?
Yes, Pranay,
Yes.
please.
Yeah. Good evening, Himanshu ji, and congratulations on a consistent performance. So, I just have a couple of questions. So, regarding the current capacity which we have, it
Right.
is, I think, somewhere around 8,000 MTPA, right?
Right.
So, and when did this get operational?
8,000 is already operational, right? The new
Yes,
facility you
correct.
are saying?
No, the 8,000, the current facility, the whole
Yeah.
8,000. So when did this get operational?
Last July.
The whole 8,000.
No, not old. Previously, our capacity was around 4,000. So last July, we took a 100% expansion and it got it to 8,000 metric.
Okay, so it's only last July, as in July 25.
Right.
So it's only been 3 months since it's
No,
completed.
not the July. Last mean last to last July.
Okay, so it's been operational since then. All right, so
Yeah.
and right now our utilization is around 60% or
It's around 80%.
80%. So we still have 20% more to go. So So,
Yes.
is it possible to grow till 100% utilization in this industry? Is that something that can be done?
Definitely. Yeah, we can do it.
Okay, that's great. And coming to the new Springs segment you have mentioned, right? So, where is that going to come? Is that in the new location or this location?
It's going to be the old location, new segment, new plant. Means we have already got a new shed in July, right? In that segment, it's going to be there. And we have already applied to the RDSO for that. We've got first set of queries also. We are yet to respond for that. That is in process.
Okay, so we would be, be seeing some kind of inflow during the second half, right?
We intend to.
Okay, all right. And now coming to, your whole year's, projection. So you were saying 110. So that 110 would be with this, would come to around 80% utilization, or how would that be?
The facility which we have right now in 8,000, we are gradually and we are increasing that capacity also. There is another molding line which has been in place, so we have much more of melting capacity than the molding. So we have placed another molding machine also that has been also operating. It's in trial. So gradually this capacity also will increase.
Okay, all right. So all in all, I don't see any major setbacks in our businesses, at least for the foreseeable future. That's a great thing, for a company. So I just wanted to understand your how we basically approach for these products. How do we identify these products as the value additions? So how is our approach? I just wanted to understand that.
There are two things only for us. Well, first is the RDSO, that is a Bible for the railway. You sit there, you talk to people, you meet people, you understand the product which are critical right now, which needs development, which have less vendors. And second is definitely visiting the workshops of railways. You understand these products.
Okay,
Surveying other
okay.
companies which are into this market, serving those products using the idea.
Great, great. So, whatever the new products that we are venturing into are the ones that are basically critical and also have less number of current suppliers, right?
Less vendors which are critical and which required good capital expenditure in STR. Means there is a STR for standard technical requirement for each product. So in that the plant and machineries are laid out. So more the difficult barrier, expensive the machines are, critical that the parts are, their STRs are accordingly. There'll be less people in that and margins would be good in that.
Okay, all right. And one last question regarding the new facility which we have identified, so which is 6 kilometers away from that, right? So when did this land get acquired? When did we acquire this land?
It was done in June.
It was done in June. So
Yeah.
we are aware of this shift in June itself, is it? Or did we acquire it for some other purpose?
We had acquired it, this land, once the licensing of in Italy, what happened is the licensing office of RDSO was opened in this thing, Delhi. So we thought once the licensing office is opened, we can also approach them to get the inspection done. So, but there was no clarity, no written confirmation from them. So we could not plan to switch it or confirm it. So once they gave us the written confirmation, then we shifted it.
So this written confirmation we've got in June, sorry, recently,
Three
but
3 days before, 2 days before we announced it.
okay. And what about the Kanpur location? So did we acquire it, or was it did we pay
Yeah,
for it?
we still have it. We will see in future what we want to do with. Like if it should it'll be it should be economical and any we don't want to just go there because we have the land there. We'll see the project. If anything work out in that, we would do it in that project.
Okay, understood. Now, coming to the H2 part, so Are we good to, project the similar kind of margins, both at EBITDA and PAT levels for the H2 as well, or do we see some kind of shape up there?
25% is a target, and we are confident we will achieve in the PAT level.
All right, great, great. So thank you so much for answering all the questions patiently and all the very best for the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Brendan.
Mr. Vishal, you can go ahead and ask your questions.
Hello.
Hi, Vishal, how are you?
I'm good, Himanshu. How are you?
All good, please.
Himanshu, congratulations for a good set of numbers. So I have a couple of questions to start with. You mentioned about different sections like locomotive, bogie, track, and coaches. I just want to understand, what is the total addressable market of these sections? And what is our, in terms of percentage, how much we are achieving now, and what is our target going ahead?
See, I cannot clarify the percentage in each section because there are one product have got various different means. One locomotive is a very big line. There have got n number of products there, so I cannot actually target the market size of those product. But definitely the market, which the products which we are doing, they have got 3 to 4 players and active players in line, and we tend to contribute around 30 to 40% in these products in future.
So that means for each section you're targeting 30 to 40%, right?
Yes.
And in terms of revenue, I mean, how much you're targeting, let's say, for 2 years?
So the breakup of this year, this H1, I can give you. It was around 35% from the track industry, around 30, another 30 from this thing, coach, and rest from the wagon.
Wagon, you mean bogie, right?
Wagon is coupler also, and bogie components also.
And how much was from locomotive?
Locomotive, we have in developmental phase for that. No revenue is on data come from the locomotive, but we have developed the part.
So more or less, are we going to see the same in complete year, I mean, target, what we have targeted? I mean, this
Yes,
person.
percentage of PAT also, and the revenue we have targeted. So see, growth is always in an inclining section. From 35 to 44, we are achieving this, and it will be same if we follow the same pattern of growth also. It's 110 bare minimum it in this financial.
Okay, great. So second question on this is, so I just want to understand what is the shelf life of these components, and how much time it take for replacement, and I mean, if we have supplied these equipment, so is it assured that next time also we will get these orders, or how does it go? I mean, or it will again go in bidders, L1 and all those procedures.
Yeah, so once, see, the railways are two private and government. So the private procured for completely new means, like when they, because they're making a new wagons, they procure it for the new. So we get the approval done, when we supply with the inspection, we give 12 months of warranty to them. Means till 12 months we have to supply if there's any failure in those product, which is very no, which doesn't happen at all usually. And further, the railway, Indian Railway, which is 16 zones, they procure it for the maintenance, means the overhauling and changing those part for maintenance. That is done. Each bogie, each rack, they have got their kilometers, not year wise, how much kilometers they have run. So bogie in India is overall at 75,000 kilometer, where the components are changed.
No, so I just want to understand the shelf life. Like, I mean, if you have supplied
Shelf life,
something
we
now.
say 75,000 kilometer, you cannot terminate in a year, because see, the car, it's like a vehicle, right? How much the vehicle can run, not the years. So it is
Okay.
75,000 for the bogie components. If the bogie have run 75,000 kilometer, it goes for overhauling and
Okay.
replacement. And
Great,
that
great.
replacement is done by the Indian Railways through process of tendering. Means you quote the tender, you are L1, you get the order.
Okay, got it. So my second question is on the order book. I mean, can you give some numbers? What are current order books? And there were some queries lastly also that we are not disclosing our order book. I mean, how much orders we are getting monthly?
See,
So little.
every call I do, I tell you the order book we have. We have got more than 140 crore of order. Today itself, we got two orders. One is approximately, I think, with GST, 16 crore approximately, and one of, I think, one second. Yeah. So one order we have got of approximately 14 crore, 40 lakh today for NPs and stud casting. And another order we have got for another 50, 70 lakh, 70 lakh rupees. So we keep getting orders. We keep but we are not, we can, if you want, we can just do the complete list of order and give it that with the exchange. We would definitely try to do that.
I mean, if we can update monthly. So as of now, our order book is 140 crores, right?
Yeah.
I mean, something can be done, you know, to make it little more transparent, like how much of order book we have as of now. I mean, nothing, if something can be done on this, Himanshu, it
Sure.
will.
Sure. We'll work on it. We'll definitely work on it.
And lastly, Himanshu, I mean, I just wanted to understand Kanpur regarding Kanpur plant. So, have you decided anything as of now how it is going to be shaped in future?
No, right now we don't have anything for that land. What we are going to do, but definitely, our since our location is here, we are more to this situation, be it in any terms, be it the market, be it the political situation, everything, we are very comfortable here. So right now, what we think is we should develop and expand in Uttarakhand, the region which we have, and there is a availability of land there. So we are not we chose Kanpur just only for RDSO, and because that would have shifted our process, that would have increased our decrease our inventory time, and our revenue would have been much better in that way. But once the RDSO came here, there was no other reason to not let go that opportunity. So that's why we shifted to here. Once we have something in which would be much better in that Uttar Pradesh, we would definitely think of it.
Okay. And lastly, I'm very sure that, you know, we are going to achieve our target, what we have promised. But I just wanted to understand, I mean, is there any chance that we can exceed our target?
So definitely, I told you there are various different ventures we are aggressively trying to get into, so that we
Exactly.
are
So, I mean, we are
we
continuously
have got
getting a
so
lot of.
we have targeted 110, and whatever comes in much more than that, that has been that is the cherry on the cake, and we are
Great.
focused on doing that.
Great, great. Once again, congratulations and all the very best.
Thank you, Vishal.
Yeah. Once again, participants, if you have any questions, kindly raise your hand. I'll allow you to unmute and you can ask the questions. You can also write down your questions in the chat box. Yes, Mr. Paris, you can go ahead and ask your questions.
Yeah, Himanshu
Hi, Paris.
ji, just trying to understand, have you looked at all at the defense sector, matlab in terms of, or is there any thought related to that, venturing into some of those products? They may take some valid longer validation, etc., while railways continues to develop. Just a
Right.
thought on that.
We know the products which can be done. We have worked on the products which can be done on our facility, and our facilities are capable of them. Definitely, we would. We have looked into it. We are working on it, but there's nothing substantial to disclose, like to tell it to anyone.
Okay. And just on the Kanpur land, is there a case that that land will be disposed, or it may be eventually held back for some other good project as and when it comes up? Matlab, what are the probabilities in general?
See, right now we don't have any plan of disposing it or any this letting the land go up. We'll think about it in future if there is anything we can do about.
Right. Just two more things. One is on this land overall capacity. So we've got 10,000 square meters current facility. 11,000 will be the new bogie that will come up, right?
Right.
And adjacent land that you've acquired, those are 3,000 square meter and 2,000 square meter respectively.
That's 2,500 more we have done agreement to sale. So that's agriculture and that's get converted to industrial. That process is going on. We have done agreement to sale for that.
Right, but so totally put together at the current facility would be about what, 12.5 or 15,000?
So it would be around 12 and a half.
12,500 square meters.
12, approximately 12.
Okay, understood. And just on the molding and the melting capacity, you know,
Yeah.
the molding capacity stands at about let's say 8,000 metric tons per annum, and the melting is about 9,000.
Right.
So is there any incremental capex that is on at the other
I just
facility?
think that we are adding one more molding line to our old facility, which a high pressure molding line. That work is in process.
So how
So
much capacity will be added there?
it'll just double the capacity of molding. It's a right now we've got one of it, same plant of double another capacity simultaneously you're putting it there.
So about 16,000 metric tons per annum.
Yeah, but the melting would not be that, and the efficiency would not be like of whole plant cannot be 16. So it would be
Right.
overall it would be decreased.
Yeah, no, understood. But that will be so the limiting capacity will be the melting capacity then.
Yeah.
And that will be added in stages.
Yeah, once we have reached that capacity, then we would add another of melting capacity.
Understood. Okay, fair enough. Thank you so much.
Yes, Mr. Prathamesh Dhiwar, you can go ahead and ask your questions.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yeah,
Yes.
Prathamesh, please.
Yeah, firstly, sir, congrats for the good set of numbers for the
Thank you.
H1.
Thank you.
So just few questions.
Yeah.
Firstly, I think we mentioned like we are going into wagon manufacturing after some point of time. Can you
Yes.
just provide the timeline in approximately in which year we are planning to put the capacity, how much capex are we planning, how are we going to fund it?
See, we being a company having good revenue, like good PAT margin, and the companies or peers, we never of any peer went for listing or like because sharing this kind of margins with anyone is useless. But we went for listing. We could have put this plant easily with taking some loans on with our own funds also. But we went for listing because our aim was not now. It was 3 years down the lane when we go for wagon manufacturing and when we'll need bulk chunk of funding. So there we'll have our performance. People will have confidence in us. We would have met a lot of people and we'll be in the market. So next, we went for IPO right now to be in market for 3 years and raise money for our wagon manufacturing plant in next 3 years and set up the wagon manufacturing facility. So till 3 years, all the expansion capacities which we are putting, we'll be doing from internal accruals and our capacity. And 3 years after that, once we are going for a wagon manufacturing, then we would think of raising any like funds for
Great,
the
great,
plant.
sir. Great to hear that. So, I think most of my questions are answered. So just to like reconfirm, so in number terms, we are going to do 210 top line in 27 and 380 crores in 28, if I'm not wrong,
Right.
and 25% PAT margins.
Next financial year would be around 330, 340. That is what.
Oh, okay. So FY28, you are saying 330, 340 crores.
Yes.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much, and all the best.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. So I think we have covered most of the questions. So can we conclude the con call?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is.
So thank
I
you.
would. One thing. I would just like to say, a plant is in Haridwar, and we will be very happy to host you. And I'm very sure seeing the plants, meeting a team, you'll be much more confident in investing with us. You can contact an advisor, get in touch with them, and visit our facility in Haridwar. Thank you so much for being there, and we're very happy that you are a part of Meet the Yoshi, if you're invested in it. Thank
Yeah.
you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Himanshu sir. Thank you all the participants who attended this call. Further, if you have any more queries, feel free to reach out to us at research@kiranadvisors.com. Thank you.
Thank you.